بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. We'll just try and translate the very beautiful advices of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Rahmatan Wasiya. As we always learn from our honorable illustrious Shaykh Arif Billah Hakimul Ummat of this time Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazirul Ali, and as we learn from all the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that we should make qadr of our honorable illustrious Shaykh. And Hazrat teaches us that even if we come and learn one couplet and it just penetrates the surface of our hearts, then this is enough to travel thousands of miles to come and learn what is the reality of life and how to get connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Here Hazrat is teaching us this very, very beautiful nuskha and this very beautiful prescription for the pandemic that the world is overtaken with. That the whole world today is overtaken with idols and, so to say, idol worship. And like our Hazrat says, that we might think that we don't worship idols, but Hazrat gives a beautiful example and he says, if tomorrow the mutawallis of the masjid have to say that we'll put a golden idol in front of the imam, very, very expensive gold, the best gold you can get in the world, and we put a golden idol in front of the imam, and the imam will stand behind that idol and he'll perform the namaz, everybody will lift our sleeves and we'll start fighting. We don't worship idols. We don't want it can be the best gold in the world. We don't want idols in the masjid. So everybody will start fighting. So Hazrat says, fair enough. The mutawalli says, okay, we'll take away those idols. But that same idol now, we will melt and make into gold coins. And whoever comes first for Fajr, he will get so many gold coins. Whoever comes second will get so many gold coins. And in this way, whoever comes up to 10, they'll give so many gold coins. You think they'll be placed at night in the masjid. Whole night people will be waiting. So outwardly, myself, first of all, we have to see how much of these outward idols of dunya is in our hearts. And today, this idol of woman, this idol of pornography, this idol of dunya, Hazrat is giving us a very, very good treatment here. Hazrat says, Ek din khaki munakkash, nazri madfan ho gai. That this outward, so to say, this idol that looks so beautiful, whether it's woman, whether it's our cars, whether it's our businesses, whether it's whatever enjoyments, entertainments of dunya that make us unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these idols which outwardly looks very attractive, Hazrat says that it's going to go one day into the qabr. If it's our cars, etc., it's going into the scrapyard. It's going to go, become finished, whatever. Or we will become finished before those idols. So Hazrat says, just think of the reality. Don't give your heart to something that is perishable. Give your heart to that thing which is not perishable, and that is Allah Rabbul Izzat. You give your heart to Allah, your heart will remain alive all the time. So in this beautiful poem, Hazrat gives us great advices and he says, Nafs ke gande takazo se jo anban ho gayi, Rooh meri sumbul wa rayhan wa sosan ho gayi. Allah Akbar. Hazrat says, this nafs, this passion and desires of ours has all the time got the evil demands and dirty demands, all the time taking us towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala teaches us so beautifully in the Quran Kareem, the initial stage of nafs, and this the Nabi of Allah ta'ala is saying, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّوءٍ. That I don't say my nafs is pure, and nobody can claim his nafs is pure, because nafs Allah ta'ala has created such, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّوءٍ. It does, this is a superlative form, that it doesn't just command you, very forcefully it pulls you, it commands you towards haram. So this nafs will all the time command you and pull you towards haram. Illa ma rahima rabbi. Besides that person who loves under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, at that particular place, at that particular time, at that particular moment, you are under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only you cannot save yourself, only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encounters. When the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, is teaching, and Allahu Akbar, the woman of the time, Zulaikha, was the the wife of the chief minister from a very, very outstanding and a very, very high noble lineage, a very beautiful woman, and taking Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in all her private chambers, right into a special private home, and then asking to seduce her. At that time, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't look for any excuse. Like myself, we'll say, Ya Allah, what can I do now? I'm caught in the strap. And if we didn't get the glimpse of tazkiyah, of purification of the nafs, then a person will say, what? That was a golden opportunity. Well, that's not a golden opportunity. That is the opportunity, that is not an opportunity, that is the danger of the fire of Jahannam. You are in the fire of Jahannam at that time. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, and Hazrat teaches us, that the first step to be saved is fafirru ilallah. Run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no excuses. Don't say, what I'm going to do, all the doors are locked, 10 doors, all locked and big locks, and you say, now what can I do? I'm caught in the strap. I just have to, and after all, was the slave in the home of the king. So what he had to do? Just to say that I have to submit? No, immediately he ran towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And running towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, running to the door, all those locks Allah ta'ala broke. So Allah ta'ala opens the way when a person runs to Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. And to run to Allah, we have to beg the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah used to say, today we all have to go to the bazaars to do our work, whatever. The environment wherever we go out is so full of women all over the show. So Hazrat says, when you leave your home, then make muraqabah of this ayat. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّوءٍ. That my nafs, I know it's just going to pull me and then command me forcefully towards haram. Oh Allah, I need your mercy. And so Allah Ta'ala is saying, only if you get the mercy of Allah, then you will be protected. So now beg for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Make this dua, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allahu Akbar. In another beautiful advice, Hazrat says, سَبْسَ پِيَارَا نے سَبْسَ پِيَارَي کو سَبْسَ پِيَارِي دُعَا سِكَائِي. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala, who is the most beloved, most loving, and who Allah loves the most, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala has taught the most beloved dua. That seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and ask Allah Ta'ala's mercy, then Allah Ta'ala will take us into His protection. So Hazrat says, whoever has been saved from all the filthy and dirty demands of nafs, and you're doing your tazkiyah, and you're making an effort in that line, you're making your zikr in that regularly, then see your ruh, your soul, Allahu Akbar, will have such fragrances. Your soul will emit such beautiful fragrances, and who will appreciate these fragrances? The malaika. The angels will be in your company, because they will appreciate the beautiful fragrance. Ruh mein meri sumbul, wa rayhan, wa sousan ho gayi. All the beautiful flowers, that beautiful roses, all the different type of flowers with beautiful fragrances, that now you see your soul is emitting all that beautiful fragrances. And what is the sign of that? That now you enjoy coming to the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You enjoy coming to the majlis, not even forcefully, you with enjoyment you come here. And you enjoy. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize this reality. And this is why we come here. That all this idols of this world which look so beautiful, we have to take it out from our hearts and realize it's going into the sand one day. Don't become a slave of soil and sand, that you also, you stand giving its life to sand. What is the result? It's only soil. You get nothing out of it. Give your life to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Everything in this world is going to perish, but Allah Rabbul Izzat is ever loving and will remain forever. So if you give your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will keep your heart also ever loving. واضح حضرت سے جب ہمارے آب و گل میں درد دل شامل ہوا ان کی ہر منزل ہمارے پیش دامن ہو گئی. اللہ اکبر. حضرت says that in this body which is made of water and sand, when the love of Allah Ta'ala has come into the in this heart of ours, when the reality of this body is the ruh, when the ruh is beautified with the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and that is why we come here to gain this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The love of Allah, ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. This is the flame of the love of Allah. It doesn't just spark on its own. It has to be lit up. So put our hearts, we come here, the great source we have got, our honorable illustrious Shaykh, that not even a ball of fire we can't explain what love and what radiance is in the heart of Hazrat. Put our hearts openly and ask and beg Allah that, oh Allah, light up my heart also. When your heart is lit up with the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, unki har manzil hamare peshe daman ho gayi. Now we see we're just getting closer and closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That wherever we go, Allah Ta'ala is just taking us. Every station is a station going close to Allah. Now we are, no more we are landing up in the sports grounds, no more we are landing up on different porn sites. Now we are just enjoying beautiful majlis now. Now there's another majlis and we're just enjoying it. And a person doesn't get tired, he finishes majlis, he enjoys the opening tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem. Now he's making tilawat. Now he enjoys his awabeen. So you see every manzil that is just the destination taking you close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it's just coming close to me. This is when we make relatively our tazkiyah. Otherwise, before that, Hazrat explained, when you are unmindful and you are not concerned of making your tazkiyah, kis qadar zulmat gadati anjuman unke baghair, unke aate hi sarapa bazm roshan ho gayi. That how dark was all the other, so to say, gatherings, and it looked like a very nice gathering, but how dark it was without Allah Rabbul Izzat. You go to the best party in the world, wherever you think there's a nice party, there's a nice enjoyable function, whichever function, whether it's a family function also, but where there is mixing men and women and all breaking the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you find how dark is that function. You don't get enjoyment. You are totally, but thus a person will only realize that person who has got lights. A person living in a shanty, when he's got no lights, when there's load shedding, he doesn't know there's load shedding. There's these lights, he didn't have lights. But when he gets lights, and now the moment one glow goes off, immediately he realizes something has gone. So when you get the light of the nur of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and any gathering you go, and you see that Allah is not in that gathering, then immediately you'll feel, no, this is not where I should be. And immediately you shouldn't wait and say, now what could I do? I was given a da'wat, I can't just walk out. No, the friends of Allah, immediately they will go and leave that gathering. It can be how, but no, obviously you don't have to show your big buzurg and make a noise. Quietly, silently, you leave the gathering. That you don't say, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, إن الذين توفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم قالوا فيما كنتم قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها. That certain people Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us, that Allah Ta'ala says إن الذين توفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم. Those people, the malaika came and take their souls, that malakul maut, and they were in a condition of zalimi anfusum, in the disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They were loving in, and today sadly we hear cases, a person is in the casino dens and his soul is going away. A person is in the brothel, Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. It doesn't have to be there, you can be in a family gathering, but you know it's a mixed gathering. Videos will be taking place, music will be taking place. Excuse yourself before that if you know, and if you didn't know and you come to know, immediately make an excuse and move out from that gathering. You don't have to wait that, no, till I eat, finish also. No, sacrifice your food also. قَالُوا فِيمَا كُنْتُمْ قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then if a person doesn't move away from there, and now you are caught up in that haram, and now Allahu Akbar, in haram you're going to land yourself in Jahannam, and you are worthy of Allah Ta'ala's azab, Allah save us all. Then the malaika will question you from Allah Ta'ala's side, that why didn't you move out? You'll say, Allah, what could I do? I was a weak person. I got invited here. I couldn't move away. Allah Ta'ala will say, Alam takun ardullahi wasya? Was not the earth of Allah vast?
that it was that the only place you could stay. It was locked up, you could move away from that place. So we have to run away. We'll see any gathering is so full of darkness without Allah Rabbul Izzat. The moment Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart, you will see the moment you leave that gathering, Sarapa Bazam Roshan Ho Gai, that whole gathering, your heart will feel enlightened. And you will feel light, you will feel very, very enjoyable when you leave that gathering. ہم تو صحراؤں کو سمجھے تھے کہ ویرانی ہیں ذکر حق کے فیض سے وہ رشت کے گلشن ہو گئے اللہ اکبر حضرت explains his condition if Allah can give us just an iota of these conditions that Hazrat says that we think that in the jungles there's nobody there there's ویرانی there's isolation it's so boring like today children even youngsters who haven't tasted life they say it's boring They haven't tasted lifestyle and they say life is boring. So when a person is disconnected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then life seems boring. But when you get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wherever you are not alone. As we read in our zikr when we start the hadith Qudsi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرًا Allah says, I am in the companionship of that person who is making my zikr. So Allah is with you, whether you are in a gathering, سَبْسَ اِخْسَاتْ هُوْكَ سَبْسَ جُدَى بِهُمْ That you are sitting with everybody also, but you are separate, you are connected to Allah subhanahu. And if you are alone also, somewhere in a jungle also, quiet place, you enjoy it even more, that now I am alone with my Allah. My beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we thought that there in the jungles, in the quiet places, it's wairani, it's isolation, it's boring. Hazrat says, no, zikr haq ke fair se, wa rushke, yar rushke gulshan ho gayi. When you enjoying the remembrance of Allah, that connection, even whether you're just making tafakkur, looking at the beautiful skies of Allah, and look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the garden which is so beautiful, that is making envy on this jungle. That in this jungle, this wali of Allah is sitting, and he is connected to Allah. And in the garden, there is all haram taking place. That garden is now become like a pit of Jahannam. And here this jungle has become a garden of Jannat. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize this reality. And particularly this time of the year, where we think also, that as Hazrat teaches us, this has got nothing to do with us, like how non-Muslims will celebrate their year end, etc. It's got nothing to do with us. But sadly, we live in this environment, and we have to be reminded. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. So Hazrat further teaches us that nafs dushman ho gaya, maghloob unki yaad se. Rooh ki taqat hamari sher afgan ho gaye. Father Hazrat says that nafs dushman ho gaya maghloob unke yaad se. When a person makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly as prescribed by our honorable illustrious Shaykh, then this nafs, this passion and desires which are our enemy, it will become overpowered because of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zikr of Allah will overpower our nafs and then see the strength that comes in the soul. Rooh ki taqat hamari sher afgan ho gayi. That now the strength of our soul has become like a daring lion. That lion that is in the jungle. That the moment that any type of attraction come to you, immediately that you show your force and you show your ability. That many of us, Hazrat says, we say that I don't have himmat, that I can't control my gazes. I can't tell somebody no, I can't join you to this party, etc. Hazrat says, it's not you don't have himmat, you are himmature. So we shouldn't be himmature, we should become like Sher-e-Afghan, like a lion. And we shouldn't be like a fox, and we shouldn't be a coward, that we just give into our passion and desires. But this will come when we make our tazkiyah and we do our zikr regularly, then see the strength that will come in the soul. Share Afghan, Hazrat explains us here, Jazakumullah Khaira, that lion that is so powerful, it overpowers its enemy, it overpowers its prey, and so immediately, so we also, our ruh has to become so strong, that it overpowers the desire of haram, the special desire which is commanding us so strongly, but your ruh becomes so strong with the barakat of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the Ash'ar, the poetry of Hazrat Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. These are the poetry, the words of Hazrat Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, and it is entitled, Apne Malik Ko Razi Kare Khub Ham. let us please our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very much.
Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, hoke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, hoke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Dost to sun lo tum kuch meri dasta, ek din phir nahi honge dunya mein hum. Khaake tan mein nahi hai agar dard o dil, khaake tan mein nahi hai agar dard o dil, koi keemat nahi khaak hai sirf hum. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, hoke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi, do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi, ha agar aap ki ho nigah-e-karam. Sohbat-e-ahl-e-dil se mila dard-e-dil, sohbat-e-ahl-e-dil se mila dard-e-dil, warna paate kahan se ye daulat bhi hum. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, hoke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Dard-e-dil seekhna hai agar dosto, dard-e-dil seekhna hai agar dosto, saath mere raho phir sikhayenge hum. Sare ard o sama aur shams o qamar, dekar pa gaye apne khaliq ko hum. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, hoke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Dil ke milne ki hai baat kuch aur hi, dil ke milne ki hai baat kuch aur hi, saath rehte ho ek muddat se hum. Sakhtiya shaykh ki hai fana ke liye, sakhtiya shaykh ki hai fana ke liye, mat samaj isko hargiz sitam. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, hoke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Akhtar benawa ki sadaye suno, apne malik ko razi kare khub hum. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham,
ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. In this beautiful poem, advisors of our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat teaches us that we should live in this world in such a way that makes such an effort that our aim and object of life should be apne malik ko razi kare khub hum, that this desire in our hearts that we make our Allah very very happy, that all the time this worry and concern is my Allah happy with me. And this Hazrat explains where you will get this, how you will get this reality. Firstly, jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. That person who hasn't got the burning love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this love is painful, because a person has got desire, and you want to commit, you incline towards haram, but only thing that will save you is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Hazrat explained also, previously Hazrat taught us that what will save you from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taqwa. But sometimes that also doesn't manage. And then the only thing that will save you is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this burning love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only get from the friends of Allah who has got this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says, if you don't acquire this love of Allah and this pain that is to stay away from the disobedience of Allah, which becomes enjoyable, and you enjoy staying away from the disobedience of Allah, and if you don't inculcate this in your heart, then ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Then forget being a human being, you worse than an animal also. That you don't appreciate Allah Ta'ala who gave us this life, and we should be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you have made yourself the slave of your passion and desires. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran Kareem, very emphatically and clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that have you seen that stupid idiot who made his passion and desires his God? Such a person, Allah Ta'ala Himself says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ عَيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانُ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. That Allah Ta'ala says, we gave them hearts, intelligence to think, and that heart is the place, is the heart is the king of the body. And the heart, the place, that heart, that palace of the heart is only for the kings of kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala has to come in the heart. If we don't bring Allah in the heart, then Allah Ta'ala says, as if you don't have an heart. You don't have intelligence. You can't even differentiate between who's your muhsin, who's kind to you, and you're going towards haram, shaitan. And, وَلَوْ مَعَيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِيَا. We gave you this eyes, free of charge Allah Ta'ala gave us this eyes. As Hazrat explains further, that use this eyes to look at the qudrat of Allah, and gain the marifat of Allah, and the love of Allah. But we are looking at haram. That means you don't have eyes. And we gave you ears to listen to the beautiful tilawat of Qur'an Kareem, to listen to the words of wisdom from the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the marifah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather we using our ears to listen to ghibat, to listen to all type of gossiping and music, etc. So Allah ta'ala says, it's like you got no ears. So if that is the case, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ, then you are like animals. Allah ta'ala says, no, بَلْهُمْ adal, even worse than animals. Because Hazrat teaches us so beautifully that a dog, it sees where it's getting its food and water, and it's loyal to that master. And that master didn't create the dog, he didn't create the food. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to myself particular, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُوتٌ. Insan, we created you. We are giving, we are fulfilling your needs. We know your needs better than you. But you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat teaches us so beautifully what pain. And this shows the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what embodiment of mercy Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with. That mercy has been distributed in the hearts of the friends of Allah. And the sign of this mercy is that they are not concerned just of themselves. They are concerned of each and every person. And what pain Hazrat is saying it here. Our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid sahab Majlisul Ali also reminds us that, Dosto, sun lo tum kuch meri dasta. Ek din phir nahi honge dunya mein hum. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali said this, that Hazrat, oh my friends,
Listen to my advice little. One day we won't be here. Then you will say, ah, Hazrat is not around. While Hazrat is here, myself, Allah give me tawfiq that we listen attentively and it should penetrate the crevices of our hearts. And we should be making an effort and crying and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to take these advices and imbibe it in our hearts. So Hazrat further teaches us what is the stain of the heart of Hazrat. How to become a real human being. خاک تن میں نہیں اگر درد دل کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف صرف ہم. That in this body which is made of sand and water, if the love of Allah is not there, that is that pain to enjoy the pain to stay away from haram. Out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if that is not in your body, that is in your heart, in your soul, then you got no value whatsoever. You fooling yourself that I'm driving the best car, I am a director of a certain company, I am a minister. You got no value if you don't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Then, koi qeemat nahi, khaak hai sirf hum. You are just made or you are just sand, you're going to perish one day. There's no value in your life. And the value of a person is according to how much you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much we have, and this love of Allah, it comes from bottom up. We can't just jump on the ladder right on top. We have to get the love of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will teach us how to get the love of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And this will teach us how to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Father Hazrat says, دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم. اللہ اکبر. That in both worlds, in this world also and in the hereafter, a person realizes I've got no value whatsoever. And the more you get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you realize that what am I? I'm absolutely nothing. That I am, where is Allah Rabbul Izzat's purity? Allah Ta'ala's highness, Allah's greatness and my filth and dirt. The whole of my body just, there's only filth and dirt comes out. I am full of sarapa napaki. Allah Ta'ala is totally embodiment of purity. So I have got no value whatsoever. If only there's value, it's not that I deserve it. It is, ha, agar aapka ho nigaye karam. That, oh Allah, if it is just your gaze of kindness and mercy, and Allah Ta'ala's gaze of mercy, Allah is Kareem, as we learn from our honorable illustrious Shaykh, that we should realize we're not worth of the mercy of Allah, but beg, Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, oh Allah, you are so kind, you are so Kareem. As Hazrat teaches us that in our zikr also we say that when we take the name of Allah, 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 then one of the poems that come, غالبی برجازی بائی مشتری شاید ارزنمان دگارا واخری, that oh Allah, you are that great brother, you are more generous than the most generous person, which you won't really find in this world. That a person who's selling his potatoes and tomatoes on the street side, and now end of the day is packing up his all what didn't get sold in the hot sun, it got rotten also, he's putting it in a bag, he's going to throw it away or give it to the animals, whatever. And a very, very generous person comes by and he asks him, how much you're selling this? He says, I can't sell this. It's got no value. He says, no, how much you made today? He says, I made so much. He says, I'll give you double the amount or triple the. You won't get such a generous person. But Allah is ghalibi barjazimi. In an auction, Allah Ta'ala will bid the highest price for the most useless. And Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala has bought our soul, which is full of dirt. In return, Allah has granted us Jannat. So Allah Ta'ala, so Hazrat says, if it is not the nikah, the special case of the mercy of Allah, then we are worth absolutely nothing. And where we will get this reality, Sohbati Ahle Dil Se Mila Darde Dil. Hazrat says that where I myself, and this is the lesson for all of us to learn, that by the Sohbat, the proper company of the Ahle Dil, what an open heart, what desire, du'as and our effort, then and the effort that Allah gives tawfiq in reality, then you will get this love and the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Warna paate kaha se ye daulat bhi hum. Otherwise, where we will get this real wealth? If there's real wealth, this is the wealth of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We wouldn't know there's a thing like the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Darde dil seekhna hai agar dosto, saath meri raho, fir sikhayenge hum. Now Hazrat is pleading, Allahu Akbar. Look at the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What extreme humbleness and pain, pleading to us that if you want to learn this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then just stay with me and you will learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And staying with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat explains how we should stay with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they will teach us how to love, how to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Hazrat says, Tare arzu sama aur shamsu kamar dekar pa gaye apne khaliq ko hum. That now Allah, they teach us how to recognize Allah. We walk on the earth, we don't just walk, we realize whose earth it is. We look at the beautiful skies, whose skies it is. The enjoyable winds, etc., what we get. We all looking at all the creation of Allah, we have found our Khaliq, our Allah, our Rabb, who has given us all this ni'mat to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ya Hazrat teaches us, myself and all of us, a very, very important and deep point, that dil ke milne ki hai, baat kuch aur hi. Saad rehte hai go ek muddat se hum. That Hazrat says, to get this love of Allah in the heart, this is something else. We shouldn't, myself, particularly my own self, that we fool ourselves, that we coming to majlis, we in our company of Hazrat for many years, and we coming to majlis, so we think, no, we got the love of Allah. Hazrat says, no, this is something else. To get this love of Allah is something else. Otherwise, you will stay years in the company of the Shaykh, and you won't get nothing. Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq, don't deprive me and all of us, that we get this reality. And then to get this reality, the Shaykh, out of his love, sakhtiya Shaykh ki hai fana ke liye, mat samaj usko hargiz sitam. That when the Shaykh reprimands us and reminds us of our unlimited faults and mishaps and all our ego and our pride, etc., this is all to annihilate us. And this is only how you can find Allah. When you annihilate it, then only you'll find Allah. So never ever regard the reprimand, the shouting, the scolding, or the warnings of our mashayikh to be actually like they are. They want to disgrace us, or they want to humiliate. Never ever. This is their love for us, that they remind us so that we can be annihilated. And then Hazrat finally teaches us that when you get this reality, you'll realize, akhtari benawa kistadai suno. Hazrat, out of his extreme tawadu, when you are get this love from the Shaykh, now this tawadu will come, that I am a nothing, what am I, but listen to my plea, listen to my big announcement, that apne malik ko razi kare khub hum. Our object and purpose of life should be that we make our Allah very, very happy and try our best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Elders and dear brothers, from the names of our beloved Sheikh and the other Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this insan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in alami arwah had us taught there in the forms of arwah and ruh, the souls. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fished out a syllabus for insan. That this insan should be such that Allah ta'ala has given him the capacity and the heart to gain the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala has reserved only for this insan. Allah ta'ala has made the material of the heart such that it can contain the ma'rifah and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala wanted this for insan. That from all my creation you will recognize me, you will enjoy the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of ibadat, the sweetness of taking my name, the name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But the syllabus was impossible to complete in alam arwah, because the insan had no limbs at that time. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made this system, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will now wrap up this ruh in such a form of limbs, of hands, of feet, that oh my banda, go into this well, and ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. To fulfill the syllabus of Iman, to fulfill the syllabus of Ubudiyat, the worship, servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn how to fulfill the syllabus of my friend. They will teach you. I will give you a forehead and I will give you a face, I will give you hands and feet for a certain purpose, and to learn how to fulfill the purpose of these limbs, stay in the company of the pious. And they will teach you now that what I want you to do with these hands, with these feet, with the forehead you have, that I want you to put this forehead before me and gain my ma'rifat. Get close to me. Enjoy my closeness.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent insan, and if you look at it, the journey of this insan started in alam arwah, how many thousands of years, millions of years, we don't know. The journey of insan into this world, بين الصلب والترائب, in the back of his father. Hazrat says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ إِنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تَرَابٍ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the intention of insan, that where you were made from originally, from sand. Allah Ta'ala made a system that the animals now will consume crops from the sand. The animals will be slaughtered, insan will consume them. From there, the semen of man will be produced in his body. Then thereafter marriage, nikah will take place, consummation of nikah will take place. And then the sperm will be transferred now from the father into the mother. What a long journey of insan, and then finally into this world. The shortest journey is the journey of dunya. Shortest. But the falah, najah, success of insan, further on in qabr and akhirat, all depends upon the shortest journey. How will you fare over here? Will this syllabus that I have specified upon you, will fulfill it or not? What marks will you get? How will you pass the imtihan? Our Hazrat always teaches us the imtihan of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Most beautiful, unique tarjumah Hazrat makes. Remember the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and he passed with flying colors. He passed with flying colors. So Allah Ta'ala made the syllabus of insan, how to gain the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how to pass his test. That now when he will come to the time of his mawt also, at that time to the barakat of having a shaykh also, Allama Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi, in that time, the sakarat of shaitan will come and give the attack. They give us the dalail of who your Rabb is, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives the first dalil and proof, shaitan breaks it. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi says that even sometimes the Mufti Sahib, Shaykh al-Hadith, will skip up in his life. Khilaf awla, he might do something which is not the ideal thing. But he knows all the masail, all the ahadith. Shaitan is still one person now that knows even more than that. He knows all the loopholes. So here even the barakat of having a shaykh in a person's life, thereafter after 99 proofs been broken, then the shaykh comes in front of him and tells him that say to shaitan, I believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any proof. Like that he passes into akhirat. So the shortest journey of insan in this world, thereafter into the qabr, alamul barzakh. Now the rules are different. The rules are different in alamul barzakh. The life of the qabr, and then yawm al-hashr on the day of qiyamah. But how insan will fare now forever depends on this journey. How will he make his life? Will he succeed? Will he fail? When it comes to these limbs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, how will we use these limbs? That is why our mashayikh say that at least one sajda in the day, at least one sajda in the day, a person prolongs it a bit. Just prolongs it a bit and feel the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he thinks, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Hazrat explains so beautiful. He says, in Subhana Rabbi, Allah Ta'ala is saying, this salah, this connection is something which is very private between you and me. We're saying, Subhana Rabbi, my Rabb is most pure. Not our Rabb. We're saying, Rabbana wa laka alhamd. Our Rabb, all praise belongs to him. But in sajda and ruku, Subhana Rabbi, this Rabb belongs to me. He's my Rabb. We have a special connection. And when the connection is strong with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the banda will say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, you will make the connection in sajda a little bit longer. At least one sajda in the day, do it. And make the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the heart, think of that, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, and feel it. And when the grandi Allah ta'ala, the feeling will go through his spine and through his body. Allah, he knows I'm connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He feels that coolness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's muhabbat and love and closeness to him. That is what we call tasawuf. Connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the connection will get stronger, Hazrat explains that a person has an automated gate. But the battery is low, it's pressing. He comes near also, it's pressing. Pressing the button on the remote. But is that opening? Connection is weak. Hasn't connected. The network is down. Just change the battery, recharge it a bit. Go to the majalis, sit in the company of the pious, feel the coolness of the heart, open the heart up. And from a distance also a person will press the remote and the gate will open. Banda also in some time his shahwats and lust will overtake him, but because he connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the powerhouse is also connected. And now he will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it teaches us, that when that those moods will come now, especially in this silly season, the attractions are there. And now he will say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Say, Ya Allah, there's no power now to save me. There's no taqat to save me. There's no power to do good. And no strength and might to refrain from evil. And now he says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Our Hazrat says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that time say, my banda, I will put my protective capsule over you. Now I protect you because you connected to me. You made the connection month in, month out, week in, week out. Then now when you call on to me, I will respond to you. Now Hazrat's kitab and du'as, Hazrat quotes that when a hadith, the Munaqasim Sahib Nanuti rahmatullah alayh, that the banda now, because of his closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has some predicament he has. And he's making dua to Allah, he's making dua. Sometimes for months, sometimes for years, he's crying before Allah, making his face this way and that way, oh my Allah, I've got this problem and I have that problem. The malaika respond and say, oh Allah, if it was in our hands, we have given him a long time ago. Allah Ta'ala says, yeah, he's crying before me, if I give him, he'll run away. And Hazrat gives a beautiful example, he says, a little grandson you have, how cute he is. He learned a few surahs, the Kiri, Surah Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas. He said, but you come take your stock sweet, your lollipop. And as the child comes now, he says, before I give you this Surah Fatiha. So he reads it in his cute little way. He says, this Surah Ikhlas also. How he makes his face? He says, to me Surah Fatiha only. One more Surah. And now when he comes to get his feet also, now, the dada, nanana, you make him jump a little bit. How he'll enjoy them, he'll embrace him and he'll grab him. But he wants to prolong that moment with him. But the way he's enjoying it. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Manda will have the connection, he cries to Allah. He makes his face this way and that way. Ya Allah, when are you going to give me? Well, I can say, Allah, give it to him. He said, I give him, he'll stop all of this. He'll run away from me. I want to keep him here. Keep that heart broken a little bit and you'll find Allah ta'ala in that broken heart. So these majalis, my dear brothers, sitting here with an open heart, that how we can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These limbs of Allah ta'ala has given us as a trust. That how this mitti and this sand, before it becomes sand again, how to make this sand qeemti and make it valuable. How to make it valuable before we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have these majalis to open our hearts and learn. One of Hazrat says that that will come with so much of talab, sit in the majalis, so much of shauq, desire, talab. The one is now the murid now wants the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the shaykh sees so much of talab in the murid, then now the shaykh becomes fida upon the murid. Ya Allah, you give him. Ya Allah, you grant him. He's coming with talab, Ya Allah, you grant it to him. To come with those type of hands, where now the murid becomes the murad. The murid becomes the murad. That now the shaykh's heart opens up to him. Ya Allah, grant him. And take him now to this height. Ya Allah, Ta'ala, accept us and give us tawfiq, inshaAllah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وسام سيدنا وبارك وسلم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجایا آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى رسالة أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربي توب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار ربنا تقبل منا
منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم وأهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.